Chapter 14. Some Things You Knew Before You Arrived. It's helpful to remember that you are creators who've come into this leading-edge time-space reality to experience the joy of directing source energy into the specifics of your physical life experience. As you made the decision to come into this body, you knew that you were a creator and that the Earth environment would inspire your specific creation. You also knew that whenever you asked, it would be given, and you were thrilled at the prospect of being inspired to attain your own specific desires, understanding that Source would flow through you to achieve the completion of those desires. And you also knew the following. You knew that by always reaching for the feeling of joy or well-being, you would always be moving toward that which you desire. And you knew that in the process of moving toward your desires, you would experience joy. You knew that in this earth plane environment, you would have sufficient leeway to mold your vibration into a pleasing position for the attraction of a wonderful life experience. And you knew that since well-being is the basis of this wonderful universe, you would have sufficient opportunity through a continual offering of thought to mold your own thoughts into pleasing life experiences. You knew that well-being abounds, so you felt no risk or concern about the contrasting environment into which you were moving. And you knew that variety would help you choose your specific life. And you knew that your work was to direct your thoughts, and that in doing so, your life would unfold. You knew that you are an eternal extension of source energy, and that the basis of that which you are is good, and that you would be able to easily allow the well-being of your origin and of your source to steadily flow through you. You knew that you could never get far from your source, and that you could never completely pinch yourself off from it. You knew you would experience immediate emotions to help you understand the direction of your thought, and that your emotions would instantly tell you if you were in any moment moving toward or away from what you desired. You knew that you would know by the way you were feeling, moment by moment, how much you were allowing your connection to your stream of well-being. And so you came forth into this earth experience with an eager anticipation of a wonderful life. And you also knew that there would not be an immediate manifestation of any thought, so that you would have ample opportunity to mold, evaluate, decide, and enjoy the creative process. We refer to that time between your offering of a thought and its physical manifestation as the buffer of time. This is that wonderful time of offering thought, noticing how it feels, adjusting the thought to achieve an even better feeling, and then, in an attitude of absolute expectation, enjoying the gentle, steady unfolding of anything and everything that you have concluded as your desires. If I know so much, how come I'm not successful? There's never a reason for you to be without something that you desire, nor is there ever a reason for you to experience something that you do not desire, for you hold absolute control of your experiences. Sometimes our physical friends disagree with that powerful statement, for they often find themselves without something that they desire, or with something that they do not desire. And so they argue that they must not really be the creator of their own experience, for they would not have done that to themselves. If they were really in control, things would be different. We want you to know that you always hold the power and control of your own life experience. The only reason that you could ever experience something other than what you desire is because you are giving the majority of your attention to something other than what you desire. Can I really count on the law of attraction? The law of attraction always yields to you the essence of the balance of your thoughts. No exceptions. You get what you think about, whether you want it or not. And in time, with practice, you'll come to remember that the law of attraction is always consistent. It never tricks you. It never deceives you. It never confuses you, for the law of attraction responds precisely to the vibration that you are offering. But the confusion, for many, comes because they're offering vibrations that they do not realize they're offering. They know that they hold a desire in a specific direction, and they know that their desire has not yet come to them, but what they often do not realize is that they're offering the majority of their thoughts in opposition to their own desire. Once you understand your own emotional guidance system, you will never again offer your vibrations in ignorance. And, in time, you will achieve such keen awareness of your own valuable emotions that you will know, in every moment, if the thought that you are currently focusing on is taking you toward or away from something you desire. You will learn to literally feel your way to the things that you desire on all subjects. The basis of your world is one of well-being. You can allow it or not, but the basis is well-being. The law of attraction says, that which is like unto itself is drawn, and so the essence of whatever you give your attention to is unfolding in your experience. Therefore, there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. This is law. but I can't get to San Diego from Phoenix. So, if all of this is true, and it is our absolute promise to you that it is true, then how is it that so many are experiencing so much of what they do not want? Consider this question. If I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and it's my desire to be in San Diego, California, how would I go about getting to San Diego? The answer to this question is easy to hear. No matter what your mode of transportation, by air, by car, or even on foot, if you will face in the direction of San Diego and continue to move in the direction of San Diego, then you must reach San Diego. If you head toward San Diego, but then you lose your sense of direction and you head back toward Phoenix, and then you get turned back around again and you head toward San Diego, and then you get confused again and you head back toward Phoenix, you could potentially spend the rest of your life experience just moving back and forth, and you could conceivably never arrive in San Diego. But because of your knowledge of direction, and with the help of road signs and other travelers, it's not logical that you would remain forever lost in the Arizona desert, unable to find your way to San Diego. The 400-mile trip between the two cities is easily understood, and the idea of making the trip is completely believable. And if it were your desire to make the trip, you would find a way to do so. We want you to understand that the trip between wherever you are on any subject and where you desire to be is as easily attainable as the trip from Phoenix to San Diego, once you understand how to discern where you are along the way. For example, the thing that makes it seem more difficult to travel from financial insolvency to financial abundance is that you've not been aware when you were turned around and headed in the opposite direction. And the only reason that your trip has not taken you from no relationship to the perfect, fulfilling, rewarding relationship you desire is that you've not been aware of the power of your thoughts and words that were taking you back to Phoenix. You clearly understand all the factors involved in transporting yourself from Phoenix to San Diego, but you have not understood the factors involved in transporting yourself from sickness into fabulous health, from the absence of the relationship you've wanted to the fulfillment of this wonderful relationship, or from barely scraping by financially to having the freedom to do the things you really want to do. Once you understand the clarity that your emotions provide, you'll never again not know what you're doing with your current thought. You will always be aware of whether you are, in this moment, moving toward or away from your intended goal or desire. Your awareness of the way you feel will give you the clarity you've been seeking, and you will never be lost in the desert again. Once you have the knowledge that you're moving in the direction of your desires, you may begin to relax a little bit and enjoy the fantastic journey.